If you are someone that is struggling with sin in any way in your life, a proper understanding of the gifts of the Holy Spirit will dramatically decrease this. Now, let me explain. Now, I'm releasing this video sort of in response to my previous video on lust. Many people talked about struggling with it and what can they do. The seven gifts of the Holy Spirit are your answer. Here is the best way, first of all, to remember them. When you know Christ, prepare for fire. Wisdom, understanding, knowledge, counsel, piety, fear of the Lord, and fortitude. That's how you should understand them. Now, when we are making any decision, there's three parts of us involved, and all three of those need to be holy. Our mind, our heart, and our will. That old commandment from the Old Testament, love God with all your mind, with all your strength, with all your heart, with all your will, with all of us, is calling all of us to be involved in all of that. So think about any sin that you're struggling with. First, you're thinking about it. Then there's emotional ties, and then we make a choice. Those three things are always at work, and the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit are given to us. Three for the mind, two for the heart, two for the will. Now, I want to explain what they are and what they look like in saints so you can see the fruit of those gifts, because these gifts of the Holy Spirit, we don't just receive them yes or no. We can receive them in varying degrees, and in higher levels, these gifts manifest in unbelievable ways that often people aren't aware of. So first, for the mind, are given wisdom, knowledge, and counsel. These are the spiritual gifts of the Holy Spirit for the mind. Wisdom is the highest one, and it gives us this direct knowledge of God. So the mystics like St. Teresa of Avila, St. John of the Cross, all those that talk about God in the highest form, for us to know God completely, wisdom is this gift operating in them to an extremely high level. This can help us understand how to pray better, understand the mysteries of God. It helps us penetrate into all of that. And it helps us also see from the mind of God, like we get this glimpse over everything, because in understanding God through the gift of wisdom, we can understand everything since everything comes from God. Now, knowledge is different. Knowledge is a gift of insight into the spiritual things, angels, heaven, especially things about our faith. So someone that is struggling with knowing their faith, they need knowledge. Knowledge clarifies these aspects of our faith, and it supernaturally strengthens our mind to know these spiritual things, to see how they fit together, and to see their relationship to God. Now, counsel is information in regards to human activities, human relationships. So for instance, saints that, like Saint Padre Pio, where people would go to him for confession and he would give them amazing answers, or Saint Andre Bessette, these two saints had the gift of counsel operating at an extremely high level. They're able to understand how you should relate, what you should say, how you should interact, do this, say that. That's why me as a counselor, that's a gift that I should ask for. The gift of counsel, supernatural strengthening of your ability to understand human relationships and how that should all work. So wisdom about God, knowledge about our faith and spiritual things, counsel about human relationships. And you need all three of those. They all fit together and work together so that your mind is functioning as the Holy Spirit wants it. Now, the next two are for your heart. Now, a lot of times people in the faith think that just because they know things and they act well, that that's enough. And it's not, because if you do that, you could be a very cold person and there's no warmth, there's no Holy Spirit burning in your heart. Now, what are the two gifts for the heart? Now, that would be understanding and piety. Now, you probably heard the phrase in the scriptures of having an understanding heart. What does that mean? Understanding is heart knowledge. This is what the great mystics had, those that really contemplate. So contemplatives, this is a contemplative gift. It helps you to pierce into the heart of other people, and especially the heart of Christ. So Padre Pio, he would have the gift of counsel in terms of relationships with other people. He would give incredible advice, but he also had the gift of understanding. This gift, when it operates in its highest form, can help you read the hearts of other people. You know what's happening in the hearts of others, as well as what God is doing in your own heart. Now, where this gift was operating at its highest level would be with the Blessed Mother. She understood so well what was happening in the heart of Christ. She was so united heart to heart that it literally pierced her heart when his heart was pierced. That's why that prophecy was said, that your heart too shall be pierced and you shall reveal the secrets of hearts of others. Something like that. I'm paraphrasing that prophecy of Simeon. But that's the gift of understanding operating at its absolute highest level. So when you ask for this gift, it will bring suffering because you will enter into the hearts of others, know their sufferings. You will be able to contemplate the sufferings of Jesus and really feel them in your heart, not just know them or understand them on an intellectual level, but you will understand them at a heart level. Sometimes people will say, oh, I knew it in my mind, but not in my heart. Or they'll say the longest journey is a journey from your mind to your heart. The gift of understanding makes that journey significantly shorter. The next gift of the Holy Spirit for your heart is the gift of piety. And this is filial love of God. Loving God as his son, as Jesus specifically. So not just you loving God, but you loving the Father in the same intensity as Jesus Christ does, to have his heart in you. Sometimes people will say, oh, my faith and my prayer are so dry. You need more piety. What does this look like when it's operating at a very high level? Mystics and saints that would levitate, that's piety operating at its highest level. They were filled with so much love for God that they literally would levitate. There's this one saint, I can't remember his name right now, but at one point he was praying and asking for the Holy Spirit to be poured out into him. And he was filled so much in his heart with the Holy Spirit, the gift of piety, that literally his ribcage broke because his heart expanded, and they were able to see this afterwards. So this gift of piety will dramatically increase your heart love for God. You will love the Father as Jesus loves him. The next and the last two gifts that I want to talk about really help you with your will, with your ability to make decisions. Now, many people, this is where they're struggling. You need all of these seven gifts, but many people, they know about God and they love him in their hearts, but they can't make good choices, or they're struggling in their will to choose the right thing to avoid sin. You need fear of the Lord and fortitude. So those two F's have to do with your will. Now, fear of the Lord is like a shield. When you have fear of the Lord, you don't want to offend God. So those saints that never committed mortal sins, there's some of them out there like Saint Therese, or they never even committed venial sins, or very few that people would say about them. Their spiritual directors would say, I've never seen them commit any type of sin. They had a high level of fear of the Lord, because you will stay away from sin, you will avoid it, and it won't even be you making this immense effort. This will be a supernatural inflowing into your will, where you don't want to offend God. You are afraid of losing God. It's not fear of God in that sense, but it's a fear of losing your relationship with God. So it's a shield. It shields you from sin. If you're struggling with sin or addiction, this gift is sorely needed in you, and it will dramatically help you. The last one is fortitude. Now, this is, if fear of the Lord is like a shield, fortitude is like a sword. It helps you go out into the world. It's not enough for you to have a fear of the Lord, because you'll just close yourself in and you'll be like this holy coward that never goes out there to evangelize, to sacrifice yourself, to do things that take courage. Now, this is operating at the highest level in martyrs. Martyrs have fortitude at the highest level. They don't care about their own personal safety. All they want to do is bring others to salvation, to share the word, to evangelize to others. So if you are struggling with the courage to speak your mind, to speak the truth of God, especially in this world that will attack us, you need fortitude. I would say that fortitude is a gift lacking in the whole church, but in many of us. We're like the disciples and apostles in the upper room before the Holy Spirit came. We're in that room and we know about Jesus, we follow his teachings, but we're too cowardly to go out into the world. Fortitude will give you the strength to do that no matter the consequences. You won't care because your love for God will help you conquer that fear. When you know Christ, prepare for fire. See you in the next one.